This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting concluded peacefully for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections today. Overall, over 57% voter turnout was recorded till 8 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories were covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling also took place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly by-elections were also held for Gandhi seat in Jharkhand and Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. 695 candidates were in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate was decided today include BJP leaders and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP, Ram Vilas. Maximum 14 seats went to polls in Uttar Pradesh in this phase. The voting was also held for the by-election in Lucknow East Assembly seat today. There were 22 candidates in the fray in this constituency. Polling in Baramula and Jammu and Kashmir was completely peaceful with a turnout of 54.67% as of 8 p.m. and was the highest recorded in 35 years. Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Odisha, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal are the states and UTs that went to polls in this phase. A total of 695 candidates were in the electoral fray. Bihar saw a voter turnout of 53.33%. Jharkhand saw a poll percentage of 63%, Ladakh recorded 67.15% voter turnout, Maharashtra recorded 49.15%, Odisha saw 61.74% voter turnout, Uttar Pradesh recorded 57.79% and West Bengal saw a turnout of 73%. With the conclusion of this phase, polling for general elections is now completed in 25 states and UTs and 428 parliamentary constituencies. Polling is also complete for state legislative assemblies of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 63 assembly seats of Odisha State Assembly. The Gujarat ATS has arrested 4 terrorists at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad. According to the local authorities, all the arrested terrorists are residents of Sri Lanka and are associated with the Islamic State. They travelled from Sri Lanka to Ahmedabad via Chennai. The ATS is interrogating the terrorists to determine their purpose for arriving in Ahmedabad. It has also been revealed during the investigation that these terrorists were awaiting orders from their handlers in Pakistan to carry out their operations. Based on the evidence, Gujarat ATS has registered a case under UAPA against them. In Chhattisgarh, 19 people have been killed in a road accident. The accident took place under Kukdur police station area of Kabirdham district when a vehicle lost control and fell into a ditch near Behbani village. There were 25 people in the vehicle who were returning to their village after plucking tendu leaves. 13 people died on the spot while 12 injured persons were admitted to hospital. 6 people succumbed to injuries during treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended condolences on the loss of lives in the Kabirdham accident. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has appointed Vice President Mohammad Mukhbir as the acting president after the death of President Ibrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash. The Supreme Leader also ordered 5 days of national mourning for Mr. Raisi, who had held the presidency since 2021. According to protocol, Mukhbir had been expected to become the interim president. New elections will now have to be held within 50 days. The helicopter carrying Raisi and other senior officials was forced to make a hard landing due to fog in mountainous terrain. India has announced state mourning for tomorrow as a mark of respect on the death of Iran's president and foreign minister in the helicopter crash. In athletics, the Indian mixed team has won gold in the 4x400 meters event and also broke the national record at the ongoing Asian Athletic Relay Championships at Bangkok in Thailand today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.